You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dion once again. Welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We are joined by Alisa Latre, owner and founder of Kateros LLC, that produces custom hand-drawn marketing and explainer videos. You gotta love it. And Alisa, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
And of course, we're certainly looking forward to hearing all the details on this. So for starters, what does Kateros do and why is it different from other companies that are selling marketing videos and content in the market?
Well, as you stated, Kateros produces custom hand-drawn videos. And it's completely intentional that we use hand-drawn videos in today's day and age. There are so many digital videos and marketing strategies out there that we love the human connection you get with a hand-drawn video. And you know that there are dozens of options that can be done in less time and less money, but we really pride ourselves in taking the time to do everything custom and by hand, and we do it all here in our studio in Vermont. We don't outsource anything overseas. We don't use any of the new software apps that take a picture of your hand and draw for you. We use local talent and bring in local artists. We bring in local voice actors. And we use people in our community whenever possible because we really believe that it's important to give back and to play a role in your community rather than, sending all the work overseas to other companies and other nations. So we really pride ourselves on that. And we make sure that the customers get our full attention. And the best possible service that we can provide.
Alisa, how do you get through all the marketing jargon out there so your clients' messages are reaching their intended audiences effectively?
Certainly. Well, marketing is a multi-billion dollar industry. We do not claim to know everything there is to know about marketing, nor do we want to. full disclosure, we're actually teachers. We're not marketers, we're teachers. And we founded Kateros with our teaching backgrounds in mind, and we're bringing some of those same skills to the business world. So what we do is we use our teaching backgrounds to establish the basics of a lesson. So we identify the main objective, we break it down into manageable pieces, and then present those pieces in plain language. And finally, we use visual aids to help boost comprehension. So we figured if it works with a classroom full of kids, it should also work with adults. Because when you think about it, your audience really isn't all that different. They have short attention spans. They tune out when you talk too much. They enjoy being entertained. I think that's true for all of us. So as teachers, we're accustomed to distilling those complex ideas, and we turn them around and present them in ways that are easy to understand. They're engaging, they're interesting, and they're memorable. So we do our best to get to the point. We have practice in that in the classroom, because if you don't get to the point and get your point across in 2 minutes or less, then you lose the kids. So the same is true when you're talking about a video that you see online quite often. People's attention spans are very, very short these days. So if you break it down to its most simple pieces, or the simplest pieces you can, we use our teaching backgrounds, and we use the same principles that we do in the classroom to engage the kids. In the business world, to engage businesses and adults.
Very well explained, and thanks for those details. Now, what recommendations can you give small business owners to help them with their messaging?
Certainly. The two biggest recommendations I can give are, one, to keep it simple, and two, make it fun whenever possible. Again, taking a page from our teaching background, the best lessons are simple, they're easy to understand, and they're not bogging people down with too much detail or technical jargon, or some of my clients use the word geek speak. Nobody likes too much technical geek speak, because you tune out. I think people really want to know what you have to say, and they want to hear it in a clear, easy to understand way. And that's how it's going to be most memorable, really. And so if you can keep it clear and concise, that's helpful. And for step two, making it fun, that is huge. It really is huge. In the classroom, some of my favorite lessons, and the kids' favorite lessons, they were fun. They were the fun ones that got people engaged, they got people thinking. And the same is true for business owners. If you can send out a message that's fun, it's going to be memorable. And if it's memorable, then you have a step up, you know, from your competition. You're distinguishing yourself from everybody else out there, and you're making it memorable, and memorable in a good way. All too often, you know, people complain, and it's too easy to get sucked into that downward spiral of negativity. And if you can just have some fun, tell a little joke, you know, use a play on words whenever you can. I was actually just reading an article last week, and there's a restaurant opening in Keene, New Hampshire, and the name of the restaurant is a play on words, and it has the entire city up in arms about this new restaurant that's scheduled to open. And, you know, I think most people hear it and they get a laugh, and I think because of that, more people will go to that restaurant when it does open. It's memorable and it's fun. And if you can bring a little joy to someone's life while you're working, why wouldn't you? At least that's my philosophy. I think it's really important.
For sure, and some really good information there today. We're joined by Alisa Latray, owner and founder of Kateros, that produces custom hand-drawn marketing and explainer videos here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Alisa, continuing on, why are videos and digital marketing so important for a business? That may be a no-brainer of a question, but love to hear your perspective there.
Well, videos and digital marketing are important because if you think about it, the average American adult spends almost 3 hours a day on a smartphone. I think it's 2 hours and 50-something minutes or something, but that's a lot of time on our phones. That does not take into account time on computers or tablets or any other screens. And so 3 hours a day on your phone, if your business is not using videos and digital marketing, then you're missing out on a huge opportunity. We have become so addicted to the endless stream of content on our phones, and we spend so many hours as a society looking at YouTube and scrolling through Facebook and Pinterest and checking Instagram, and it's mindless entertainment. But it is also a place that if you want to get your business noticed, or if you want to get your product noticed, or if you want to get the word out about something, that's the place to do it, because that's where people are spending their time. And when people are scrolling, videos are important because, unfortunately, we're getting lazy and people are more apt to watch a video than to read through an article. And as far as videos and digital marketing in general, there is no one-size-fits-all method. Businesses are very different. They're all different. They need different content. They need different strategies. They need different platforms to make their online presence known. But there's something for everyone. Some businesses need ad-type videos that are great for social media, where they're quick and get a lot of scrolling traffic. Some businesses need explainer videos, and those tend to be more effective, you know, at trade shows or on websites or in the boardroom. And either one, no matter what you do, if you don't have an online presence and are actively marketing your business in the digital world, then you are going to be a step behind everybody else. So they really are important.
And love to tag on that last question. Now, how can companies stand out in the crowd against their competitors? Who wouldn't want to know that?
Certainly. Well, that's a very good question. And good marketing, good video and digital marketing content is one great way to do that. Marketing has obviously evolved over time, so it's no longer a goal to, you know, get your advertisement on primetime TV like it used to be. And so companies are getting more specific, using nano influencers to target audiences more effectively. People are using more and more digital marketing platforms to get repeated messages out to the same customers, because repeated exposure has shown to boost sales. But really, the best thing you can do is to get noticed in the circles that are most likely to support you. So to do that, you need to focus on what it is that you do really, really well. Be honest about who you are and how you or your company can help people. You know, don't be afraid to research your competitors. Competitors are great to have. The fact that they're out doing great things should actually be a motivation for you to go out and do great things. And, you know, sometimes for a small business that can be daunting, but it's the truth. Everyone has something that they can do really well, and each company was founded on a principle or a goal. You know, somebody had a great idea, and you just need to share that idea. There's plenty of room in the market for all of us, so I'd say focus on what you do best and just go do it. Don't let people get in the way.
Alisa, it's really been great to have had you. Some great information and food for thought here in regards to digital marketing and standing out in the crowd. Really appreciate the information you've shared here today. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, a tip, anything else you'd like to share in conclusion today?
Sure. So in conclusion, I suggest that you just find the essence of your message and stick with it. You know, if you try to squeeze too many details into any given interaction, you tend to lose your audience. So, you know, we think about our kids in the classroom. A little information can go a long way to generate interest, but too much tends to squelch it. So finding a balance that leaves your audience with a desire to learn more should be your goal. It's a great goal to have.
It certainly is, and some good information there in conclusion as well. Where can listeners get all the details on Kateros and also be in contact accordingly?
It's www.kateros.com. That's KITEROAS.com.
And that certainly works. Again, Alisa, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We have been speaking with Alisa Latray, owner and founder of Kateros LLC, that produces custom hand-drawn marketing and explainer videos. And for further details, simply visit Kateros.com. EricDye.com. This link will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.